Mr. A.T., I'm glad you've chosen to join us today. And my commitment is to preach sermons that are based on God's Word and sermons that are very practical. I believe the Bible is the most relevant book in the world. So open up your Bible now, and I pray God will speak to you in today's message.
Take your Bibles and turn over to John's Gospel, chapter 15. This morning we have the privilege of ordaining Filiberto Medina to the Gospel ministry. I welcome the Hispanic congregation. Many have joined us today for this great occasion. And we welcome you. Buenos dias. And good to have you with us. All right. Now, I am bilingual in my own way. Jesus, I need the camera back on, the projector back on back there, so I can see what I have on the screen. All right. Jesus, talking to his disciples in John 15, said to them, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and your fruit should remain." Jesus calls disciples that they might go forth and bear fruit. Now, this message is pointed toward Filiberto, but let me tell you, it applies to every one of us here this morning. For we all who are Christians are disciples of Jesus, right? Amen. Let me hear you again, right? And as disciples, you are to bear fruit. So that brings up the question, well, all right, how do we bear fruit? And have you ever in your ministry, in your service to the Lord, felt fruitless? Felt somewhat frustrated that you were not bearing more fruit? And so we're going to see what Jesus says as we behold Jesus this morning, the true vine. Jesus is going to give us the secret of being a fruitful minister, a fruitful Christian. Now, God taught me this truth early on in my ministry. And any fruit that has been born in my ministry, any fruit that has come into your life as a result of my time here is because of my Jesus. And I want you to know that clearly today. Because Jesus is the key to being a fruitful Christian. In our passage in John 15, verses 1 through 5, Jesus says, first of all, in verse 2, bears fruit. And then he says, bears more fruit. And then in verse 5, bears much fruit. And so we as Christians want to bear fruit for our Lord. And he's going to tell us how to do that. And that brings us to the main truth. The key to fruitfulness in your Christian walk is for you to continually depend on Jesus to minister His life through you. Now you take the vine, the grapes. The grapes are just an expression of the life that is in the vine. The life of the vine flows up into the branches and out into the fruit. And so our responsibility, our job, if you want to say that, I'll say our privilege. That's better. Our privilege as Christians is to minister the life of Jesus to other people. Feel God's call on your life is to minister the life of Jesus. And we're going to see five lessons that the branch life teaches us in our passage this morning. In respect for the Word of God, stand as I read verses 1 through 5. Jesus is speaking, "I am the true vine. My Father is a vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it that it might bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. You may be seated. The first truth that we see about the abiding life, abiding in Jesus, is a fruitful life is a life of total dependence on Jesus, the true vine. He says, abide in me and I in you. Now this word abide doesn't mean to visit. It means to stay. It means to remain. You don't abide here at 4900 Floyd Road. You visit here. You abide wherever your home is. That's where you live. And if we're going to be fruitful Christians, we can't just visit Jesus. We must live in Jesus. We must abide in Jesus. And that means a life of absolute dependence on him. The branch has absolutely nothing of itself. It depends entirely on the vine. Take a branch that has some beginnings of the growth of grapes on it. Now, if you sever that branch from the vine, will those grapes continue to grow and develop and mature? No, you know exactly what will happen. They'll dry up because the branch does not have life in itself. It is totally dependent upon the vine to supply everything it needs. The vine sends the roots out into the soil to bring the nutrients back and bring those nutrients up into the branch, and then the branch bears fruit. The vine does all the work. The branch simply receives from the vine. In fact, the branch cannot do the work for itself. It is completely helpless apart from the vine. So the analogy teaches us that we are totally dependent on Jesus, our true vine, to bear any fruit in the Christian life. If you're going to bear fruit, it's got to be Jesus bringing forth his fruit, his life through us. Now the problem is we can produce artificial fruit. The Christian life is you depending on Jesus to enable you to pray, to enable you to worship, to enable you to study the Bible, to enable you to serve others, to enable you to teach His Word if you're a teacher, to enable you to preach the Word if you're a preacher. But the problem is, you can do all of that in your own fleshly energy. And all you're producing is artificial grapes. My mom used to have some artificial grapes when I was growing up that she'd have on the dinner table. And I remember looking at those old grapes and wishing they were real so I could eat some of them. But how do you tell if something's real or not? You remember artificial flowers. You know what I do when I look at some flowers and I try to decide if they're real or not? I touch them. These are not real. I touch them. And then you can maybe try to smell them. You have to get close enough, though, to be able to tell. But from a distance, it looks the same. And that's part of the problem with our service to the Lord. You could preach a sermon in the flesh, and it wouldn't appear to be any differently than one preached in the Spirit, depending on Jesus. Same words, same gestures, but it only would bear artificial fruit. It wouldn't minister the life of Jesus into the heart of his disciples. You can pray in the flesh and say the exact same words that you would say if you were praying in the Spirit, abiding in Jesus. but the results would be totally different. All you and I can produce is artificial grapes. All that man can produce is artificial grapes. Man cannot produce real grapes. Cannot do it. You can't put all the same chemicals together that are composition of a grape and put it in some kind of a baking machine or some kind of incubation machine, and all of a sudden you come out a grape. You know that. You can no more produce spiritual fruit in your flesh than you could make a real grape. Only Jesus can produce true, abiding fruit. Christ must care for all. You must look to Him to be everything in your ministry, Phil. You've got to lay aside anything you think you are, and you must trust Jesus to minister the life of the vine, His life, through you. Now, how does He fulfill that complete dependence that we have on Him? How does He fulfill the dependence that we say, Jesus, I'm dependent totally on You. I know I can't do anything here. He sends the Holy Spirit. He gives the heavenly sap of the vine, which is the Holy Spirit. And it doesn't just give it every now and then. It is continually with us as believers. The Holy Spirit is there with us. And so what we must do is we must come to Him in simple abiding. Abiding as one who knows nothing, as one who is nothing, as one who can do nothing. Think about that, Phil. You know nothing apart from Jesus. You can do nothing apart from Jesus. You are nothing apart from Jesus. And where preachers get in problems when they start thinking they are something. They start thinking it's because of them that they're seeing fruit. It is Jesus and Jesus alone that brings forth the fruit. And we've got to recognize that before we will really depend on Him. You see, when we're nothing, then Jesus can be everything. As long as you and I think we're something, Jesus can't be everything in us. I could have a glass here, and I put about a third of it, I put vegetable oil. And then I pour water into it. Now, that glass can never be nothing but water. It can never be filled totally with water as long as that oil's on the bottom of the glass, can it? I've got to empty out that oil completely, totally, before I can fill that glass completely, totally with water. In order for Jesus to be everything in our life, we got to be nothing. We've got to empty ourselves of our self-life so that He can be everything. Do you know how we become emptied of our self-life? Do you know how we come to the place that we realize we really are nothing? He prunes us. Look at what He says. He prunes us over again in verse 2. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes it away. Every branch that bears fruit, what does He do? Prunes it. For what purpose? That it might bear more fruit. You see, we have to learn we're nothing. And that's a pruning process. Now, I have read this passage for years and never really understood about the pruning process until I started growing muscadines myself. And I started studying about how to prune them each year. And February, if you got any, is the time that you do the pruning. But do you realize that when you prune grapes, and grapes only grow on the new growth, you will prune 3/4 of that vine away. Let me give you an example. Here is a unpruned vine. See all that old growth over in there? Now it's been divided and half of it's been pruned. This part's been pruned. This part is not. Now see the difference? That's unpruned. See all that old growth, those canes, those sprouts? But here, that's the pruned one. Boy, that means Jesus got to do a lot of cutting on us. He does, doesn't He? That means he's got to do a lot of whittling and getting rid of the old stuff that the new can come forward. And that's what you're doing when you prune. You get rid of the old growth because the new growth is what's going to produce the grapes. You wonder why you go through the adversity and the hard times and the trials and troubles in your life? It's not because God's got anything against you. It's because he's got everything for you. It's because he loves you that he's pruning you, knocking off that old self-life, showing you you are nothing. Why? So that you might learn that Jesus is absolutely everything. When the branch has nothing but what it gets from the vine and it realizes that, then grapes come forth. Fruit comes forth. Did you know the Lord Jesus taught us this lesson even in his own life? He was totally dependent on God the Father. Look at a passage we've already seen before in John 5:19. Jesus therefore answered and was saying to them, "Truly, truly," remember that's the formula for pay close attention. "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do something, nothing of himself, unless it's something he sees the Father doing." Jesus is saying, apart from the Father, I can do nothing. Just as apart from him, we can do nothing. Jesus is your true vine, and we must draw everything we need from him. Again, Jesus said, I can do nothing on my own initiative. Not a few things, not one or two things, but nothing, no thing. And you and I can also do no thing for the kingdom of God apart from the true vine ministering his life through us. And we've got to come to the place, Phil, that we realize that truth and understand that truth and live that truth. And every one of us here is Christians. That's the truth. Complete dependence upon Jesus is what will bring the life of the vine and make the fruit. Hallelujah. Now, second truth. It's a life of deep restfulness in Jesus. You ever thought about the branch just rest in the vine? You think it struggles? You think it worries? You think it frets? No. It just rests in the vine. It just looks to the vine to supply everything it needs. Now, if you were a vine and a vine could talk, the vine would say something like this to us. I don't worry in the spring about growing. I just look to the vine to bring the nutrients and for the sap to come up and cause me to grow and to bear fruit. When the summer drought comes, I don't worry about the rain. I just look to the vine, and I know that its roots are going to just go deeper down so it can find the moisture I need and brings it up to me. I don't worry about it. I don't fret. And when the harvest time comes, I don't worry about my grapes if they're going to be good enough because the owner never blames me. If the grapes aren't good enough, he looks at the vine dresser and says, "You didn't prune these right. You didn't fertilize these right." He doesn't blame me. All I do is just rest in the vine. Oh, Filiberto. We preachers need to learn that lesson. We need to rest in Jesus. We can't produce anything. We can't make church growth. He has to do that. We can't bring people into spiritual maturity. He has to do that. We must rest in him to bring forth the fruit. Complete, absolute rest. You say, but won't that make a person become lazy if he's just resting in Jesus? I don't think so. Because my Bible tells me that it is God who is at work in you, both to will and work, for his good pleasure. He's not going to let you get lazy. He's going to stir you up and move you out as you rest in him. Stop worrying. Stop striving in your Christian life. Trust, rest in Jesus to bear His life through you as you depend totally upon Him, absolutely and in everything. This is the way it works. You know you lack love. Maybe it's a certain person. Man, they just bug me. Lord, you know. But I'm going to quit trying to love them. And I'm just going to trust you, Lord Jesus, as my vine. I'm going to just look to you to supply the love for this person through your Holy Spirit that I need. And as you look to Him to supply the love that you need, He's going to bring forth that fruit. Same thing about patience. You know, Lord, I am just an impatient person. And I'm going to quit trying to be patient. I'm just going to start trusting you as my vine to bring forth the patience I need in me. I'm going to look to you, depend on you every moment of every day. Remember, I'm nothing. I don't have any patience in me. I know I don't. So I'm trusting you to supply every bit of patience I need. And guess what He does? He puts you in trying situations that you got to trust Him. That's the way He develops your patience. Right? You got to come to your end. Remember, you got to come to the place that you recognize you have no patience. You have been spent. Then you're nothing. And He can be everything. That's the way it works. Hudson Taylor, that missionary to China, started the China Inland Mission, which as a head of that mission carried tremendous burdens and tremendous responsibility with many missionaries on the field and the fundings for these missionaries. And somebody asked him about how he handled all that pressure. And you know what he said? He said, I have no will but God's will. And God will accomplish His will. Think about that. I have no will but God's will. And He will accomplish His will. That phrase has brought me more comfort through the years than you can imagine. Because the problem is I start wanting my will, then I start getting anxious and fretful and frustrated because it isn't going my way. And I need to step back and say, wait a minute. God, I don't really have any will but Your will. It's just what You want. That's what I want. And you know, You're going to accomplish Your will. So I don't have to fret and worry and get upset. I can rest in You. So not only is the abiding life a life of total dependence on Jesus, not only is it a life of restfulness in Jesus, but it is also a life of close communion with Jesus. Again, what has the branch to do? What is the only responsibility of the branch? To abide in the vine. That's all. That's all the branch has to do, just to stay connected, to abide in the vine. That's your responsibility as a Christian, to abide in Jesus, to have close communion with Jesus. What does that mean, preacher? That means you got to spend time with Him in the Word and in prayer. You need to make it a daily habit to spend time with Jesus in the Word, in prayer. That's the way you keep the connection. That's the way you abide in Him. You live each day throughout the day resting in Him and trusting Him and looking to Him minute by minute to do everything you need. You say, but preacher, how can a person abide in Christ when they have so many responsibilities all day and I got to work and I got this and that? How can I be abiding? Well, abiding is a heart issue, not a head issue. Abiding in Jesus is a matter of your heart, not your head. Again, somebody asked Hudson Taylor, well, how can you abide in Christ at all times? And how do you know you're abiding in Christ? And he said, you should never be aware that you're not abiding in Christ. In other words, it's not something you think about every moment of every day, because you do have other things you have to do, but it's something that's going on in the background, you might say. Subconsciously, you're resting in Jesus, you're trusting in Jesus, you're leaning on Jesus, you're clinging to Jesus throughout the day. And you should never be aware that you're not abiding in Jesus. So we must take time to be with Him alone. That's your responsibility. You can't abide in Jesus if you don't spend time with Him during the week. Coming here on Sunday morning, that won't do it, folks. That will not do it. You got to get with Him on a daily basis. Let Him bring that life into you through His Word. As you study the Word and He ministers the life, His life through you. And then you can go and let that life flow through to others. That's how the fruit comes. Draws the vitality from the vine. Draws the life from the vine as it abides. Next, it is a life of total surrender. The branch only exists for the vine. That's all. The Bible says you can't even make a writing instrument out of it. It's all crooked and everything. Its only purpose is to exist for the vine. That's its entire purpose. The branch is to completely surrender to the vine, receive as much or as little as the sap as the vine wants to give it, because it exists for the vine. We are to be completely surrendered to Jesus. Feel our will is only to do His will. We are to surrender to Him to bring as much or as little of the sap of the vine as He chooses to bring through us. We are to surrender to His call on our life and where He calls us to serve. He may call some people to serve churches running 50 people out in the middle of nowhere. You know, you're on these back roads and you see this little old church. And Terry and I will be driving, and I'll look over and say, you know, God could have called us to serve there. And we would have gone. Wherever God calls you, that's where you're to serve. And that's His will, not your will. Where He tells you to join is where you're to serve Him as a believer. And again, that's not what you want, that's what He wants. We are to be surrendered to Him. Lord, I'm at your disposal. Today, use me. Minister your life through me in any way you want to do. I'm yours. That's the life of total surrender. That's the abiding life. That's the life that rests in Jesus to be all and to do all, Phil. And then, the life that is dependent on Him. The life that is totally rested in Him. The life that is lived in close communion with the true vine. The life that is in total surrender to the true vine is the life that bears much fruit. He who abides in me and I in him shall bear much fruit. The branch will bear fruit, Phil, if it abides in the vine. No question about it. You will bear fruit, Christian, if you will depend on Jesus every moment of every day. Stop thinking you can do anything to advance His kingdom. All you can do is abide, rest in Jesus, trust Him to bring forth the fruit in your life. We are not the producers. We are the distributors. There is a factory that makes Nike tennis shoes. And there are stores that sell Nike tennis shoes. Now, what would happen if that store that sells Nike tennis shoes suddenly decided it had to be the producer? It couldn't make them. And if it did, they wouldn't look worth anything or be worth anything. You see, the business world understands the difference between being a producer and being a distributor. We as Christians get confused and think it's our job to produce. And we can't. Our job is to distribute the life of Christ, not to produce it, but to share it with others, to share His love. You and I can't make a Christian. Only God can do that. He doesn't call us to do it, praise His name. He calls us to abide. And let Him minister His life through us as we rest and trust in Him. Christian, if you are frustrated today, if you are are worried about serving God and not seeing any fruit, the answer is quit trying and start trusting. Quit trying and start abiding in Him. Abide in Him to be the husband He wants you to be. Abide in Him to be the wife He wants you to be. Abide in Him to be the father He wants you to be. You can't be that father in your own strength. But He doesn't ask you to. He says, trust me. Christ, who is our life. Jesus is everything. He's the true vine. Abide in Him, and you will bear much fruit. So, Filiberto, every night before you lay your head on that pillow, you need to say, have I been abiding in Jesus today? Every morning when you get up, you need to say, Jesus, I'm abiding in You. Minister Your life through me today as You desire. And that should be the prayer that each of us have every morning and every night. Let's pray. We do welcome you, and I'm glad that you have taken the opportunity to listen to a sermon on our internet. And I want you just to know that everybody in the church is not like me. I have these fellows up here, our leadership team. This is Filiberto Medina, who is our Hispanic pastor, and our Hispanic congregation meets every Sunday evening at 6:30. This is Paul Kumar. He is our Minister of Community Connections, and to my left is Mark Baker, who heads up our Reformers Unanimous Ministry, which is a Christian addiction recovery program that meets every Friday night at 7 o'clock. So if you live in the Mableton area, and it doesn't matter what race you're from, it doesn't matter your cultural background, I want you to know you are welcomed at Westside Church. This is where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord. Hope you'll join us soon.
Thank you for being with us for this message. Each week, Dr. Stewart gives practical applications and ways to live out the Word of God. If you would like more information, please take a moment to view our website at wbcfamily.org. That's wbcfamily.org.